January. Ever since happiness heard your name, it has been running through the streets trying to find you. Hafiz. There is nothing wrong with you. Friend, from the very beginning, you were not broken. You were not born into sin. You were not destined for the garbage heap. There was never anything fundamentally missing from your life. You just thought that there was. Others tried to convince you that you were not good enough because they too felt not good enough. In your innocence, and with no evidence to the contrary, you believed them. So you spent all those years trying to fix, purify, and perfect yourself. You sought power, wealth, fame, and even spiritual enlightenment to prove your worth as a me. You played the build a better me game, comparing yourself to other versions of me and always feeling inferior or superior, and it all became so exhausting, trying to reach those unreachable goals, trying to live up to some image that you didn't even fully believe in anyway, and you longed for the deep rest of yourself. But you were always perfect, you see, from the very beginning. Perfect in your absolute imperfection. Your imperfections, your quirks, your seeming flaws, your weirdnesses, your unique and irreplaceable flavors were what made you so lovable, so human, so real, so relatable. Even in your glorious imperfection, you were always a perfect expression of life, a beloved child of the universe, a complete work of art, unique in all the world, and deserving of all the riches of life. It was never about being a perfect me. It was always about being perfectly here, perfectly yourself, in all your divine strangeness. Forget your perfect offering, sings Leonard Cohen. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. A loving promise. I will always listen deeply to you, but I will never try to fix you, mend you, stop you feeling what you are feeling, or give you second-hand memorized answers. I will never pretend to be the one who knows, the enlightened one, or some missionary for a conceptual truth so far removed from real-time, immediate, first-hand present experience. I will not get into drama with you. I will not indulge and feed your stories and mental conclusions and fears. I will not mistake who you are for my story about you, my dream of who you are. But friend, I will meet you in the fires of hell. I will hold your hand there. I will walk with you as far as you need to walk and not turn away, for you are myself, and in the deepest recesses of our experience, we are intimately each other. And we cannot pretend otherwise. And so, if you feel confused now. If you feel frightened now. If you are bored, let's get profoundly bored together. If you are burning with rage, let's burn together a while and see what happens. When we break the mold, interrupt the outdated pattern, and make the unexpected commitment to dignify our present experience by radically connecting with what's really here, without judging it or pushing it away, perhaps great healing is possible. The Book of You. On every page of a book, behind the words, no matter what the words are describing, no matter what is going on in the story, there is the whiteness of the paper. Rarely noticed, even more rarely appreciated, but absolutely essential so that the words can be seen. The paper itself is not affected by the story that is being told. It is only there to hold the words, without condition. A love story, a war epic, a gentle comedy, the paper itself doesn't mind. The paper does not fear the ending of the story, nor does it long for an earlier time in the story. The middle pages do not need to know how the story ends, and the final page does not mourn when the main character dies. The paper doesn't even know that the story is over